Marty, we don't usually start with the arts, but this is an interesting story. A fairly new resident of the Las Cruces area, and she talks about how creation can heal.
Yes, her name is Jan Hampton, and she moved here with her husband in June of this year from Sugar Land, Texas, that's outside of Houston. Mm. And she is opening a studio called Desert Sunrise. She got the name. It was kind of inspired because she lives up on road, up by Roadrunner on the East Mesa, and she was walking at sunrise one day, and she thought of that name. But her studio is going to be in the Alameda Historical District, and it's opening in January, and it's going to offer classes and some of the things that studios and galleries normally do. But she says she's coming from the standpoint that art is the ability to make art and to create really is an act of healing in many ways, and that people can actually physically and certainly inspirationally be healed.
And you hear about writers saying this, you know, and they recommend that folks who don't consider themselves writers do journaling, that it can be a way to heal.
Yeah.
And I have heard of people who paint and who produce music saying that that there is healing from it, especially for people who've had difficult times in their lives.
And absolutely. And that's one way to get over difficult times, too, is to express it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. We move on to health. And Burrell College students are advocating for nutrition's role in healthcare.
Yeah, a group of students, there are about six here that we're talking about, from the Student Osteopathic Medical Association, otherwise known as SOMA. They wrote a chapter in a national resolution advocating for increased nutritional education in the medical school curriculum, you know, nationally. And basically the point is that many physicians have never really been trained in the aspect of nutrition and what it has on bearing on your health. I think it's a great idea because we all know that you are what you eat, and it's funny that they're odd anyway that that's not been part of a traditional curriculum in med school.
That's true. We moved to Southwest Living, and two Las Cruces authors have published a book on the Organ Mountains Desert Peaks National Monument.
Yeah, they're Devin Fletcher, I'm sorry, and David Souls. And they have collaborated. It took about 2 years to write and edit this book. And the book, the title is Exploring Organ Mountains Desert Peaks National Monument. So it's kind of what it says. But they really go into detail about different trails, off-trail trails, about what to expect and, you know, how to be safe out there in the monument. And there's maps, there's photos. So anybody, and there's a lot of us here in this town that love the monument, and this is the book for them.
All right. Well, speaking of the beauty of our area, also in Southwest Living, a very nice thing we get to hear about, a rating for Las Cruces. We've made the top 21.
Right. It's Expedia.com polled 1,000 travelers, and they asked about the most, quote-unquote, the most beautiful destinations in the American Southwest. And there are 21 that they made a list of, and Las Cruces is number 14.
All right.
There's four from New Mexico. The other states are Arizona, Utah, and Colorado. And Colorado, by the way, was polled as the most beautiful state overall. But Las Cruces, actually Carlsbad Caverns, New Mexico, was number one on the list. But Abiquiu is on there as well, and Sky City, Pueblo, the Coma Pueblo in New Mexico, is also on there. But they'd say Las Cruces is beautiful for, you know, our outdoor activities and as beautiful as our mountains are. So
I love it when I have folks visit and they see the mountains, and it's, they just absolutely are blown away, like many of us.
Yeah, they don't expect. They think, well, we're in the desert, and we're probably very remote and dusty.
Yeah.
And while we can be dusty and remote, we are beautiful.
All right. Marty Racine, he is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin, and he's with us every week. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.